Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I am the editor-in-chief and creator of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and soon to be an app. Today, I want to talk about amicable divorces that turn ugly. You know what I'm talking about. I know you do. I know this is going to resonate with so many people. So here's how I feel. When people decide to get divorced, usually at the beginning, the divorce is all nice and everything is sad and the people are saying, you know, we're just going to do what's best for the kids and we're going to get divorced as amicably as possible. And I know that they mean well. They really are sincere about it. But then things start to happen, and I'm going to get to the things, and people get upset and angry and bitter and resentful, and the divorce that was so amicable starts getting ugly. You know what I'm talking about. So it's really, really sad, and I feel for people who are in an ugly divorce. But there's reasons why it happens. So I want to talk about 9 reasons an amicable divorce could turn ugly. So I am going to step right in with the first reason. And I think this reason is the number one reason why an amicable divorce could turn ugly. Here it is. One person finds out the other person is dating someone or is in a relationship. That is the number one reason an amicable divorce turns ugly. Even if the person who wanted the divorce is not the one who has the girlfriend, they get upset. People go crazy when they find out their spouse, soon to be ex, is dating someone. They go crazy. So all of a sudden, all these things in your divorce that was, you know, supposedly so amicable, it turns ugly because there's all this anger and resentment and bitterness and jealousy. And why do they get to be happy? And how could they have moved on so quickly? So all of these things can cause an amicable divorce to turn ugly. Okay, second reason. Someone's attorney talks them into being more contentious, going for more money. So that's why it's really important to be very careful when considering your attorney and choosing your attorney, because you have to trust that your attorney wants you to get divorced without compromising quality. They want you to get divorced quickly and trying to save you money. So by getting into arguments and making your divorce not amicable, that's benefiting your lawyer. So make sure that your lawyer is, you know, a fan of trying mediation if that's possible. I think mediation is the best way to get divorced if you can. And make sure that your attorney doesn't start nitpicking and then, you know, it blows up. So do you guys remember the movie A Marriage Story? It was with Scarlett Johansson, and I forget the guy's name. Adam Driver, that's who it was. So that is the perfect example of an amicable divorce turned ugly because they both hired these shark attorneys who took advantage and made them hate each other and play dirty little tricks that made their co-parenting impossible. The child suffered. They both lost so much money and really, you know, lost like almost their life savings on the divorce attorney fees. And it's just a very good example of an amicable divorce turning ugly because of divorce attorneys. Now, I have nothing against divorce attorneys. In fact, I love my Divorce Girl Smiling partner attorneys. And a lot of other attorneys, I think they're wonderful, but you just have to be really careful that when you are choosing an attorney, you choose one who's not going to make your divorce ugly. Okay, I'm moving on to number 3, which is one of the people finds out from someone in the community that the other person cheated while they were married. So basically, think about this. you're getting divorced, then all these people come out of the woodwork and say stuff, and you find out your ex cheated. Now you're going to go crazy with anger, bitterness, resentment. Now the gloves are off and you just want to battle. So that's a reason why an amicable divorce could turn ugly. Number four, friends and family begin to talk negatively about the spouse. So when I was getting divorced, you know, people would say things to me like, I think they were trying to make me feel better. So they would say things like, you know, I never liked the way he treated you. Or remember that time we were out and he said that mean thing about your dress? You know, things like that. And I really believe that people have a good intention, which is to make you feel validated, like, oh, good thing I'm getting away from him. But really, they're hurting you because all they're doing is dredging up this, you know, hostility, resentment, bitterness. And that could turn somebody into saying, you know what, I'm not going to let this guy get off so easy in this divorce. I'm going to get more money or something like that. So that's another reason. So before I move on to number five, I want to mention two new Divorce Girl Smiling partners. I am just so excited about both of these partners. The first one is the Center for Divorce Education, which is a very well-known and well-respected organization. And basically, they produce the parenting class called Children in Between. And it's a four-hour parenting class online. It's amazing, and it really gives you great insight into how doing certain things can really have negative effects on your children. And basically, if you are in a divorce, I know this for a fact in Illinois, you are required to do a parenting class. And Children in Between is an approved class that you can do. So I would highly recommend it. And I would recommend it even if you don't have to do a class, because my eyes were opened to so many things that I did that I should not have done to my kids, you know, without knowing during my divorce. And I wish I would have seen the video, the class, and taken the class before I got divorced. The other partner I want to talk about is CEL and Associates, Brian James and Ellen Feldman. I have known them for years, and I'm so excited to partner with them because they are a team of divorce mediators that will help you get divorced without compromising quality, and they will help you both financially, and you can get divorced quicker. And they work with divorce attorneys all the time into making the divorce so much simpler and making sure that both parents have a say in what your divorce ends up looking like at the end. How much parenting time do you really want? Not what is a judge going to decide. How much money are you willing to accept and maybe have a little more parenting time? Like, there's all these things that go into consideration that is personalized and dependent on your lifestyle. And I think so highly of Brian and Ellen, and I think they're wonderful. They've been doing this for at least 10, 15 years, something like that. Okay, moving on to number five of the reasons an amicable divorce could turn ugly. And by the way, you're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast, and I'm Jackie Pilisoff. Okay, number five, resentment starts to build, and one or both people start thinking about the past. So at the beginning of a divorce, it hasn't really hit you, and you don't have time to think at the beginning, and then the person moves out. And everybody starts to move along, and lawyers are involved, and the process starts to go. And you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, I am so scared. I'm alone. This is horrible. And maybe you start to resent and start to just really get bitter, and you might want your ex to have to pay for that. So I'm not saying that's you. I'm just saying it's something to think about. Number six ties into number five in that reality sets in and people realize, you know, this is really happening. And I truly believe that when it's real, people start to change their mindset. And it's not so sad. It's more about like anger and, you know, resentment and things like that. Number seven of the reasons an amicable divorce could turn ugly is one or both people get scared. And I don't know if you know this, but I do. Fear drives anger. Think about that. When people are fearful, that's when anger comes into play. People think that when people are scared, they get sad, you know, they get worried, they get anxious. They do, but they also get very angry. So that could drive an otherwise amicable divorce into being ugly. Number eight, when a person becomes unhappy, either at work or in a relationship or with their own life, and turns their unhappiness into anger and frustration to their ex. So basically, someone maybe is miserable. Maybe they were miserable before the divorce and they thought the divorce would make them happy, and then it doesn't. And so they're unhappy either in their job or their personal life, or they're in a bad relationship, or they are just not healthy and they want to, you know, get into, you know, they're not happy with their physical appearance, whatever it is that they're unhappy about, you know, old wounds that haven't healed, work that they haven't done to get better in an emotional way. So they start to play the victim. They start to blame the person for everything negative in their life. And then they say, you know what? You did this to me. You took the best years of my life. You're the reason I'm unhappy, and I am going to make you pay in court. So basically, that is completely ridiculous. And shame on them, but that is a reason why an amicable divorce could turn ugly. So if you're looking in the mirror and you're insightful enough to say, maybe I have a little bit of that, that's a good thing to be able to recognize it and say, you know, not all of my problems are my ex's fault. I am taking some accountability for how my life has turned out. And I also have the ability to turn it around, right? So that's number eight. And number nine, this doesn't apply to many people, but it does apply to a lot, and it's very important. Think about this. The last reason an amicable divorce could turn ugly is when one person develops an addiction. And anyone who knows anything about addiction knows that an addict blames everyone else for the problems in their life and refuses to take accountability for anything that goes wrong. For example, an alcoholic might say, you're the reason I drink. You're the reason we're getting divorced. My life would be so much better if you were out of it. So if someone develops or has an addiction, they are not going to be able to have an amicable divorce because you are always going to be the problem. You're always going to be the reason why it didn't work. And so there comes that anger and resentment. So those are my nine reasons that an amicable divorce could turn ugly. How do you deal with an ugly divorce? Couple tips. You try your very hardest to keep the emotion out of the divorce. Treat your divorce like a business deal and try not to take anything personal. This is not personal at all. And you're probably nodding your head or shaking your head going, you're crazy. It is personal. It is and it isn't. But in the end, if you make it not personal for your side of it, because you can only control you, not your ex, you will be so much happier and feel like you're more in control because you can't control him or her. You can only control yourself. And the other thing that the other piece of advice is try to enjoy something out of life every single day that you're going through your divorce. You know, a divorce can take months. It can take years. So instead of being focused on your divorce the entire time, you have to, since a divorce takes so long, you have to try to enjoy life and start moving on, because you shouldn't have to give up those years and be miserable just because you're going through a divorce. You can enjoy your career. You can enjoy your children, your friends, your family, your social life, nature, vacations. You do what you have to do to enjoy life while you're getting divorced, because there's plenty of stuff that's going to happen that is not so great in your divorce. And you can't control so much of it, but you can control how you live your everyday life. And I really believe you owe it to yourself to do that. So with that said, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to mention one other Divorce Girl Smiling partner who I absolutely think the world of, and that is the divorce firm of Katz and Stefani based in Chicago, and they do have a Lake Forest office. Katz and Stefani was founded by Dan Stefani, who I have known for 20 years or more. Great, great guy, just such a wonderful person, but he's also really, really smart. I mean, professional, really smart and knowledgeable and experienced. And he and Andre Katz, who I also think so highly of, they founded Katz and Stefani, and they have 9 other attorneys who work for them who all have different niches. I have met them all. They are all wonderful, but they're all for different kinds of people. So if you ever want to talk to me about any of them, maybe I can help you. So feel free to send me an email at Jackie@DivorceGirlSmiling. And I want to thank you again. I hope you have a great week. And if you want to learn more or read more articles, visit DivorceGirlSmiling.com or check out my other podcast episodes. Have a great week. Bye-bye.